Welcome to Resource Cast episode 00, not even 01. This is a little introductory episode for Lucas and I to talk a little bit about Resource Cast and what it's all about. So please say hello to Lucas van Vuren, who is my co-host for the foreseeable.
Hi.
He dies of cancer.
Yes.
Jeez. Oh my God.
That's rough. That's such an that's a great introduction.
I don't know.
That's awesome. Please leave this in. So I'm Lucas van Vuren. I'm going to do the introduction now to myself.
Do it.
Okay, right. So yeah,
I've already consigned myself to hell. So you
fantastic.
Go ahead.
That's great. So I'm a creative. I think in the world of advertising, professional creative. My background was design, became an art director, then a creative director, and then eventually I was an executive creative director at an ad agency. And then to John's point about the cancer thing, I got a brain tumor last year. It's 2020 now, in 2019, in I think it was May, I got diagnosed with a brain tumor. So I had to step out of the agency life and then go through treatments. And now I'm freelancing, which leads us to exactly where this podcast goes. It's like advice for freelancers and resources for freelancers.
And specifically in South Africa.
So I've only been doing this properly since I've gotten better. At the moment, I am doing creative direction for different companies and helping them out with strategy and creative. And
you're not looking to get back into the 9-to-5, are you?
Not right now, no. I'm actually enjoying this freedom it gives me. I'm working more hours. I'm working harder than ever, but at least I'm doing it out of my lounge. Just if you want to give a little bit of background about yourself as well, because if you think about just the industries you're working
in. I think leading off with the tumor thing, it's so interesting and there are so many questions that lead on from it. But this is obviously an introductory episode. We will get to Lucas and his whole story. But I don't want to spend, do a proper 45. I want to do the whole that story justice. But yeah, plus I also like kind of the idea of Lucas's story unfolding like a mysterious little flower rather than just laying it all out there. My story is very much a love-hate relationship with marketing and advertising. I've spent years agonizing about, am I just a part of this hyper-capitalistic system, forcing people, trying to trick people into buying things they don't need? And I have a fraught relationship with marketing and advertising, which is to a degree why I am no longer in the agency system. And there's a lot of work that I wouldn't do just because I wouldn't feel comfortable with it. And I loved advertising when I got into it. Over the years, the industry can make you cynical. And I go through these phases where every couple of years I freak out and I go and do something else. So I came back. My longest stint was actually with Lucas. Are we talking agency names here? I think we can. It's not... I don't think there's much to hold us back from it.
No, go for it.
Yeah, so I mean, I joined the Jupiter Drawing Room in 2010 or 11 and spent 4 years there, a year as a writer, a year as a junior creative director, deputy creative director. I think we used the word deputy. And then Lucas and I were creative directors there for 2 years before I decided to go on sabbatical for a year. So I sold my car and downsized things and managed to take a sabbatical for a year. And then a year later came back and freelanced a little bit and then went to Barcelona for 5 months to work on Audi in Spain. Spent 5 months there, horrible experience. Barcelona was great, but Audi was terrible. And came back and spent 2 years at Virgin Active as their in-house creative director until I went freelance in May last year, the same month that you discovered you had a little doohickey in your brain. So for me, it's been not even a year of proper freelancing, I would say, in that I have, you know, a couple little retainers, a few different clients, and I'm hustling for work in different areas. And now I'm working on upskilling myself in podcasting as a near 40-year-old creative. I'm definitely feeling the pressure in terms of learning new skills.
That is something you're really good at, I have to say, is the constantly curious thing about the next thing. Whereas podcasting is such a strange thing to me because it's radio, but it's radio that you play, you push the play button at any one time that you want to. So it just makes it so much more accessible. And to be honest, from a production point of view, it's as complicated as you want it to be.
Yeah, it can go all the way up to, you know, radio dramas with all kinds of all kinds of technical production details.
I'm a big fan of the way that comedians use podcasts. Mm-hmm. It's basically two guys sitting in a room talking crap.
Yeah.
And funny enough, we two crap guys sitting in a room talking.
Yeah.
So this, and it's hopefully that the content that we talk about here, it does come across a little bit more entertaining than your average typical corporate interview show. Yeah. Like I'd hate for this thing to turn into like a money market review.
Yeah.
Classic FM or whatever.
No, absolutely. So
hopefully we get to put some of our personality into this.
Yeah.
And then add a dog barking and hopefully it's not as polished and it comes across real.
Yeah, absolutely. We're creating the resource cast to provide content and information and try and help other creative freelancers in South Africa upskill themselves, get better clients, get, you know, up their rates, do better work, and basically live a happier life. And that's one of our goals. But also, you know, when we were talking earlier about the fact that there's no just hobbies anymore, everything, whenever you say, oh, well, I'm learning to play the guitar, someone's like, oh, you're going to release an album on Spotify, make some money. Or like, what's the plan? What are you doing with all that guitar playing? You know, to a degree, you know, creating this podcast is a way for me to train myself both in podcasting, but also both of us are relatively new at this freelancing game. I'm very excited to be talking to successful freelancers who are making it work right now, who are building the lifestyle and the career that they want, because I want to learn from them.
I want to steal all their ideas.
Steal all their ideas.
Make more money.
Make more and then be better at it. Yeah. It's definitely, I think there's a lot to be gained from everyone. I think that what everyone's looking for is a win-win scenario. And I hope that this will be one for the listeners, one for us, one for the people who we plan on talking to. Really looking forward to engaging with the community as well, because obviously we're doing this in collaboration with the Resource, 15,000 members strong, highly skilled creatives who are passing work to each other, looking for work. There's clients on that forum. There's also the Creative Resource, the Resource Forum, which is a secondary Facebook group where you can share. That's the place for sharing real tips, tricks, content, ask questions, get help. So right now there's 2,200 members on that group, and I would really urge anyone who's on the Resource looking for work, join the Resource Forum as well so that you can engage. We're going to be posting some questions, some polls, looking for interviewees to talk to. We're going to be quite active over there. So that's more or less besides the website where this podcast is going to be living.
Can I ask you something? What do you think is the future of creatives, the future of the creative industry?
Well, that's an extremely big question. I think where we're talking creatives, we're talking primarily here art directors, designers, copywriters, maybe a little bit of developers, UI, that kind of thing. So it's professional creatives, so we're separating ourselves to a degree from people who see themselves as fine artists, people who are maybe in the production company because they tend to have their own very strong community. So we're mainly talking in the marketing, advertising, professional creative services world here. I think it's a big question. I think that having a single source of income is more of a risk than being a freelancer with multiple sources of income. I think certain things are fracturing into more and more granular job descriptions and work, and other things are, while the big network companies like WPP and Publicis are homogenizing everything, they're just sucking all these little businesses that they can buy into one space. So I think it's going to become more and more separate.
I tend to agree. I think we're going to, there's not to make any predictions, but we're all going to be contractors.
Yeah.
Like in the grand scheme of things, floating and working on different projects as we go along.
Yeah.
Because it's getting more and more unsure. So freelancing is the way to be sure of things in an unsure world.
Yeah. Spreading your bets.
A lot of European countries work that way. If you think about people in the Netherlands, everybody's on contract. You're on yearly contracts.
Sure.
So you're ready. You should be hustling the whole time. And sometimes I think once we start talking about the word hustle, it becomes like a little bit of a, you know, bit of street term type of thing, but it's not. I think the hustle is real.
Mm.
And hopefully this forum helps people hustle better.
Yeah. And but the key thing here is that there's hustle and there's just being busy, or there's just killing yourself with work. Because I personally think that those big conglomerates are going to be, they're trying to cut costs and make more with less. That is what's happening in the corporate world that I can see. And people are doing more work with less resources and less time and less people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's not hustle. That's killing yourself. I think the opportunity with freelancing, although it's a little bit scary, although I'm riding that roller coaster myself right now. Am I going to get enough work? Trying to buy a house. I'm having a kid. My wife's pregnant right now. There's a lot of ups and downs. It's not that easy to deal with, but if you can deal with it, you have the opportunity to talk to anyone in the world. You can work with a game developer in Switzerland if you want to. And that requires upskilling yourself in different ways to what, especially at some our age, in the 40s, like that's what we're used to, is get good at your specialization, find a job, create your network, and then work will come to you and you keep doing that. But I think we need to pick up a whole bunch of other skills, which is exciting.
Mm.
I think one way to look at it is
you get nervous when a new thing happens, and that's completely normal because that's you're about to learn something.
Yeah, absolutely. And the difficulty, I think we're going to have quite a few interesting conversations with creatives who are over 40, because it's something, it's definitely an issue for those people to, especially a youth-centric industry like advertising and marketing, to remain relevant. And my initial resistance is the same as any writer, which is, maybe I should just study calligraphy and do, bespoke writing for tiny house brands and all that kind of.
So John has existential crises every...
Crises.
Just one.
Just one S.
And I have brain tumor. So yeah. That's why I can't speak properly. No, I'm kidding. It doesn't affect my speech. But John, every now and again, does have this existential crisis. And about...
Three midlife crises to date.
Yes, it's crazy. So because it makes him pivot on things. It makes him think of things where probably my personal approach is kind of the slow and steady kind of approach. Just roll forward with a smile. Just keep doing the work again with a smile, and things tend to sort themselves out as they go along. And it's nice to see that balance between our two personalities.
Yeah,
and those different approaches, because we've worked together for so long.
Yeah.
And it's... Hopefully that dynamic also comes through in this podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The stuff that I'm looking forward to in the future is like talking, getting the warts and all approach.
Yeah.
So as much as the freelancing is an adventure, and it's the unknown, but you get to do work that you're good at.
Mm.
And it's a confidence game at the end of the day as well. Not like a confidence racket, but the idea of having confidence in yourself that you're if you're late 30s, 40s, you know what you're doing.
Mm.
You've got an idea, but that's also a bad assumption to make. So you need to learn new things. But with that comes experience, and we all have that. I can tell you stories, boardroom war stories, but I can also tell you really nice, beautiful, happy accidents when it comes to creative stuff. And I'm, again, trying to think about what content's going to be. It is the real stuff.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
You don't want to sugarcoat everything.
Exactly. And we don't want this show also to be a case of, you see it a lot in American podcasts where everyone sounds like they've got their shit together and they're just, everything's going perfectly and they've got life sorted out. I don't think that's the South African landscape. I don't think anyone knows where it's going. Everyone's trying to figure out what their plan is going forward. And I'm definitely here to learn and try to grow. So I hope that we can help any listeners, hi mom, grow as well.
Hi John's mom.
Weird.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that a great way to end this?
Okay, cool. Okay, so that was episode 00. Say goodbye to Lucas. 2 episode, we'll be talking to Tessa Kleinfeld, who is the founder of The Resource, who we are collaborating with. And Lucas is literally doing hand signals there.
Oh, Design and Dollar.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And then after that, we're going to be getting into a short 3-day series from the Design Adaba. Lucas, myself, and our friend Zaid Josephs, who is a photographer, we're all going to Design Adaba. We're going to the simulcast because freelancers can't afford the main show.
Which is awesome, by the way. The simulcast rocks just as much as the main show, Design Adaba.
Yeah, so look out for Tess's interview next up, and then our quick Design Adaba series, and then we're looking forward to getting into some interviews with some top-performing creatives in South Africa. Interact with us on the forums. Let us know what you think. If you've got any feedback or ideas, please let us know. If you want to stay in touch with ResourceCast, please subscribe. And I'm not even sure if we're at the point where we can ask you to leave a review on iTunes or anything like that. I don't think so. Let's get to that once we've actually done a few episodes, gotten a few episodes under our belt.